Hare Krishna. Why do we chant the holy name? Why do we travel to the holy places? Why do we seek the association of saintly persons? Why do we worship the deities? Why do we accept the Charanamrita? Why do we study the scriptures? All of them have a common answer. We want to rise above the false demands made by our mind in this world, which keeps us stuck in the material platform. Avidya, kama, karma, bihi. These are the three reasons Kunti Maharani says why, as living entities, we suffer in this world. Bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karma bihi. Avidya means ignorance. Our slavery is because of our ignorance. For example, when a child is born, he is under the stringent control of the parents. Parents tell him, sit here, eat this, don't go there. And the child has to follow. When the boy grows up and works in a factory, again stringent control, come at this time, leave at this time, do this work. And everybody has to accept such a slavery, mainly because they have desires. We have three types of desires: spiritual desires and desires for our basic necessities and desires for enjoying luxuries. You will see the second and third type of desires, desires for our basic needs and desires for luxuries, they keep us preoccupied with activity in this world, running here, running there. Just like a cow which grazes in a field, when our mind grazes in the material world, it develops desires due to material outlook. When those desires are developed like seeds in the mind, to fulfill those desires, one becomes a slave of so many people in this world. So therefore, such a person becomes a godas. For the senses, there are pleasures which senses seek. Then the mind has too many desires for luxury. Then the intelligence and the ego, satisfaction and the contaminated consciousness, they all have their respective demands. So this slavery is what is highlighted in all the Vedic literature as that which keeps the jiva bound in the cycle of birth and death in this world repeatedly. So Srila Prabhupada very beautifully explains this point, that when somebody says that I am serving others, actually they are serving their own desires, or they are serving their own senses. For example, if you tell a man, why didn't you chant the holy name? He says, no, I am very busy. Busy for what? I am busy in factory. Why am I busy in factory? Because I have to make money. Why do you have to make money? Because I have to satisfy the desires of people who satisfy my senses, in turn who satisfy my desires. So this slavery makes one a godas. But if one has to become Goswami, then the quality of one's desires have to become spiritual. The desires to serve Guru, to serve Lord Hari, serve Krishna, they are sublime desires. So much so that even the basic needs one does not bother about. You will see Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitam Va Jagadisha Kami. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said these are all desire producing items in the minds of common living entities. But a devotee not only denies these things, but he denies moksha also. The moksha vancha is called as a pishachi. But a devotee denies even freedom from desire for liberation also. So therefore, the chanting of the holy name every day should be attempted in such a way that let these material desires which make us slaves of our senses and mind, let us clean up this place, clean up the mind. Anya bilashita shunyam. If the anya bilashas are not made into shunyam, they are going to act like viruses and bacteria inside our system, constantly impelling us to chase after something in order for gaining some false satisfaction, to fulfill these imaginary demands. So the chanting of the holy name gives a spiritual inspiration to cultivate spiritual desires, to engage in spiritual activities and become completely spiritualized to a degree where we don't desire the moksha vancha also. So in our Krishna conscious movement, we perform so many activities. All of them are oriented towards this one goal, not to be a Godas but become a Goswami, not to become a slave of the desires lurking in our minds, rather understand the desires of the Acharyas, understand the desires of the Lord, and engage all our energy, our power, our intelligence, our senses, everything in giving shape to those desires and become a Goswami. And chanting of the holy name actually helps us to understand this with a clear vision. So that there's a clarity in outlook, one can, by which one can transcend the material outlook. That is the root of all problems. Bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karma bhi. Avidya is the root of kama. Kama is the root of material karma. Material karma is the root of all suffering. So, in this month we go for book distribution because this service pleases the Acharyas. When they are pleased, they bless us and we get their mercy. When we get their mercy, we get clarity of vision. Then we understand this material desires and eliminate them. When we eliminate them, we become free from suffering and we become free from the slavery to our own mind and senses. Harinam Prabhu ki.